As you read the Gospel of Mark, in fact, as you read any of the books of the Bible, it's important that you read it for understanding, not just read it to get through the reading. I want to share with you some of the things that I do as I read through the scriptures. It's helpful. Number one, I have a quiet place in which I sit down and have the Bible open before me and read it. Sometimes it's really helpful to read it out loud. And then I have a notebook beside me, and for each chapter, I mark down the chapter headings and the subheadings. Each paragraph is marked in many Bibles with the subheadings. And so it's nice to outline that to keep your focus. And then the third thing that I do is, after I've read the chapter, I go back through and look for one key verse that really spoke to me and mark that down. After that, I use the Pepsi acronym. P, you look for something to pray about. E, an example to follow, or maybe an example not to follow. P, again, is looking for a promise. And I, you look, S, you look for a sin. And I, you look for an instruction. So you look for something to pray about, an example, a promise, a sin, and an instruction. And write that down in your notebook. And finally, I think it's important to understand the context of what you're reading, especially in Mark. He keeps jumping around as Jesus travels from place to place. It is nice to have a Bible that is a study Bible and has a map of Palestine. Many of those will track the footsteps of Jesus. I really enjoy the Thompson Chain Reference Bible. It's an older Bible, and it's the King James Version, but it's got this wonderful footsteps of Jesus in each year of his ministry, and I think that's very helpful. So the Lord bless you as you read.